The WMC Foundation is raising money to support transporting Southeast Alaskans to their cancer appointments. WMC used to stand for Wrangell Medical Center, but Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, also known as SEARCH, took over years ago. SEARCH is partnering with the foundation for the fundraiser. The fundraiser has been going on for 19 years. Traditionally, golfers dress up for the event, and Vice President of the WMC Board, Janet Buness, asks for this year's players to do the same. She already knows some participants who are preparing.
They're wearing extremely large blow-up red costumes. Weird looking, but she showed me a picture of it. So wear some sort of a costume if you'd like to. You don't have to, but we'd be happy if you did.
Even people from Petersburg have dressed up in the past, wearing Norwegian-style Viking-type hats with horns and costumes. The nonprofit organization started in 2005 and began the Cancer Care Program grant just a few years later, where it reimburses travel and lodging fees for cancer patients. A decade later, it gave its first scholarship to a healthcare student. The foundation serves people who live in the southern parts of Southeast Alaska with communities of less than 5,000 people. Wrangell resident Chris Ellis takes charge of the fun and frolic part for the fundraiser. She says the annual tournament began when some Muskeg Meadow female golfers wanted to do something to support cancer care.
Over the years, we've eased it from golf to fun and frolic on the golf course with clubs and balls. It actually will probably be easier for people who have never golfed to play some of these games than it is for a regular golfer, because they'll have those preconceived notions of how you're supposed to hit and play.
Though there will be a traditional golfing section of the tournament, it's still not quite like a regular game.
We have our traditional bucket hole, which is our long hole, where you start with your foot in a bucket. And we have a round bucket and a square bucket because we have people from Petersburg and Wrangell. And they're bright pink, and it's a lot of fun watching people sit there with a foot in a bucket trying to hit a golf ball.
There's other types of quirky games, too, like the wiffle putt with wiffle balls and the flock of ducks, where a flock of little rubber duckies are key to the game.
It doesn't matter how good you are. There's going to be a lot of prizes.
Even if it's raining, the fundraiser will still go on.
We are Southeast Alaskans, and we don't let a little thing like torrential rain stop us.
Jackie Spry, who's the imaging manager at SEARCH Medical Center, says the fundraiser helps bring attention to breast health awareness and other cancers.
That also gives us an opportunity to talk to women about their breast health and try to help get them scheduled for their annual screening mammogram.
She says that breast cancer is the most common cancer in women in the U.S., except for skin cancer. The National Cancer Institute says breast cancer is the fourth leading cause of cancer deaths. On top of all the fun activities, the group even came up with an event sticker designed by one of Wrangell's local artists. Some of Wrangell's stores will give discounts the day of if the sticker is presented to them. Janelle Meshnark, who's an ultrasound tech at SEARCH, describes the image.
It's extra tough because, of course, you have to be extra tough to live in Southeast. And the people here who are fighting cancer are extra tough. So we went with the extra toughs, and then it's got golf clubs in one of the boots. And then the other boot, it's got some beautiful pink, it looks like carnations.
Mayor Patty Gilbert, who serves as the president of WMC Foundation, says last year they generated $20,000. It helped them sustain their efforts for the year. Going back to the topic of golfing with a bucket on players' feet, Gilbert says that they've reserved the square bucket for a neighboring community.
In the past, we forced Petersburg to use the square bucket because it was just very natural that they should use the square bucket.
Very Norwegian.
She says it's very important that Wrangellites show up to the event. It's all about competition without rules.
This year we're anticipating 42 women from Petersburg. So Wrangell gals, ladies, we've got to make a showing this year. We cannot, I repeat, cannot let Petersburg outnumber us, because they'll take over.
It's roughly a 3-hour event that begins with honoring cancer survivors. Although mostly women show up, the tournament is open to all genders and all ages. And no worries for the loners who might show up without a team. Teams will be arranged then. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.